这个是我们新的圣所啊。
Great, told me that this is our new sanctuary.
我念神学的时候呢，我的老师问我们一个问题啊。
When I was in the seminary, my teacher asked.
就是他问我们，你觉得圣公会的教堂跟我们浸信会的教堂有什么分别呢？
He asked me what are the difference of church, of Anglican church and our Baptist church.
那这个是圣公会的教堂，你告诉我跟我们的崇拜的安排有什么不一样啊？
This is one of the Anglican or the Episcopal church, and what can you see?That different in terms of place.
有没有分别？什么分别？很漂亮。OK。还有呢？这个啊 ，bench。OK。Stained glass。OK。那我问你一个问题。教堂的中间这个台上面是什么？
What do you see on the stage?
Candles, OK. 但我问你一个更明显的，讲台在哪里？
So where is the placement of the pulpit?
讲台在旁边是不是？中间的这个桌子其实是圣餐的这个桌子，是不是？
In the middle is actually the communion table, and you see the podium on the side.
我们受浸信会影响的，我们中间是什么？
For us who are influenced by the Baptists, what do you see in the middle of our stage?
就是我们的讲台，是不是
？It's our podium.
所以我当时的教授就解释给我们听，其实呢，我们的神学影响你怎么去设计一个。教堂。
Our professor actually told us that because of the theological inference, that's how the church designs works.
对圣公会的教会来说呢，他们觉得呢，敬拜的中心就是圣餐。
To the Anglican, they think that the center of worship is the communion.
浸信会影响的教会呢，敬拜的中心呢，就是神的话。
But the Baptist Church believes that the center of worship is the Word of God.
我希望你了解，这个事情的时候呢，对你会产生一个兴趣去研究这个会幕的设计。
I hope as you understand this, that you may have the interest to learn about the structure of tabernacle.
因为呢，这个会幕的设计其实是能够帮助我们去明白敬拜的真理。
Because from understanding the design of tabernacle, we may realize the truth of worship.
你知道呢，敬拜是我们人最重要的一个活动。
You have to understand that worship is the most important part as our human being.
比起传福音更重要。
It is far more important than sharing the gospel.
因为传福音呢，只是暂时的。
Because sharing the gospel is only temporary.
这个世界过去以后呢，就没有传福音这个需要了。
After the world fades, there's no more need for sharing the gospel.
但是呢，敬拜神呢，却是永永远远的。
But worship God, we worship Him till eternity.
所以呢，今天我们就是通过了解，会幕的设计的时候呢，特别我们会看这个会幕的全貌。跟这个祭圣所，能够帮助我们学习敬拜的真理。
So today, as we learn about the tabernacle, especially learning the overview of the tabernacle and also the holy of holies, so we may learn the truth of worship.
所以，首先我们来看，这个会幕的全貌。
Let's look at the overview of the tabernacle.
会幕呢，其实在以色列人的中间的。
The tabernacle was actually in the middle of the Israelites.
会幕的周围呢有一个院子。
There is a courtyard surrounding the tabernacle.
二十七章的十八节告诉我们呢，这个院子是长一百角，宽一百五十角，高五角。
The Bible tells us that the courtyard shall be 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide.
所以呢， 一早就是从这边到这边大概呢就是十八寸。
So one cubit is about 18 inch.
所以你看呢，其实这个会墨，这好像四分之一我们的美国的足球场一样。
So the tabernacle is actually, the courtyard is about a quarter in size compared with the American football field.
甚至还要告诉我们在二十七章呢，二十六章里面呢，告诉我们这个。院用的材料呢，就是用银啊、铜啊，还有这些细麻。
The Bible also told us that the courtyard was constructed with silver, bronze, and also the fine linen.
院的门口呢是朝东。
The entrance of the courtyard was facing east.
那个这个会幕就放在西边。
And the tabernacle is on the west side.
会幕其实是一个帐幕。
The tabernacle is actually a tent.
它共有四层，四个 layer，
There are actually four layers of.
最里面的圣经告诉我们呢，是用是嫩的、是麻的和蓝丝、紫丝、朱红丝线所造的，并用草匠的手。工受了记录簿。
The most inner one was actually made with the curtain was actually made with finely twisted linen and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, with cherubim woven into them by a skilled worker.
另外的三层呢，圣经告诉我们呢，就是山羊毛、眼红的公羊皮跟海酒皮。
The rest of the three curtains are actually made with goat's hair, ram skins, dairy, and the hides of sea cows.
会幕其实是两个房间，在这个帐幕里面呢是有两个房间。
There actually are two rooms in the tabernacle.
前面呢是我们说的这个，其实前面呢是至圣所，前面是圣所。
The forefront one is the holy place.
后面呢就是至圣所。
And the one behind it is the Holy of Holies.
两个房间中间呢就是有一个幔子把它分开。
So there is a curtain separating the two rooms.
甚至还要告诉我们在二十五章里面呢告诉我们呢这个会幕所用的材料呢都是用金或者呢是包金的材料。
As it described in chapter 25,The everything inside are either made with fine gold or they were overlaid with gold.
所以呢，你现在想象一下，你从外面这个院子一直走进这个会幕的时候，你会有什么的感觉？
So let's imagine yourself walking from the courtyard all the way to the tabernacle into the Holy of Holies. How would you feel?
那第一样事情你会发觉的就是在材料上面的分别。
So the first thing you will realize is the cost of materials.
你越靠近神的时候呢，其实这个材料就是越贵重。
You realize that the closer to God, the higher the cost of these materials.
圣所跟至圣所都是用金来做的。
The holy place and also the holy of holies are all made with gold.
但是这个院子的材料呢，就是银呢、铜呢。
But outside in the courtyard, they were either made with silver or bronze.
另外一样事情你会发觉的是，当你进这个会幕的时候呢，你会见到什么呢
？And on the other side, when you enter into the tabernacle, what can you see?
你就会见到呢，整个房，你可以说整个房间呢都是蓝色的。
You will actually see that the entire room was in blue.
还有呢，就是有记录簿的陶案在上面。
There were cherubim woven on these wall and curtains.
所以像什么样啊？你的感觉会是什么样
？So how can you imagine that what you would feel when you are inside this room?
你就好像在天堂一样，跟天使一起去敬拜神。
You feel like you're in heaven, that you see angels around you worshiping God.
所以神要给我们认识，其实你来到神面前，你是敬拜一个尊贵的神。
So God wants you to realize that when you come before Him and worship Him, you worship a majestic God.
你每一次来到神的教会与神散会的时候，你就是来朝见这伟大的君王。
So every time when you come to church and you come to see God, you're actually here to see this majestic honor God, the honor King.
那么你怎么去预备去迎接我们的神呢？
How would you prepare yourself to see our God?
有些弟兄姊妹我知道了，他们会在星期六的晚上早一点睡。
I know that there are some brothers and sisters that rest earlier on Saturday night.
你知道他有精神去敬拜神。
So they may have the energy to come to worship God.
有些人呢，他把最好最最好的衣服穿上去敬拜神。
So some people dress themselves very nicely so they can come to worship God.
有些人来到教会的时候呢，他会安静自己，预备自己的心去敬
拜。Some come themselves and prepare their heart when they come to worship.
有些人呢是事前去准备他的奉献，拿到神的面前。
Some will prepare themselves by giving offering.
圣经里面提醒我们，有一些人呢，他是没有准备的来到神的面前的。
The Bible also told us that there are some people that never prepare themselves to worship.
好像马拉基书里面的以色列人。
Just like the Israelites described in the book of Malachi.
他们敬拜神的态度是怎么样？
What was their attitude to worship God?
我们叫 junk for Jesus.
That's how we describe it. 把马拉基给耶稣。
那意思就是呢，你不要的，你家里面不需要的，那么你就拿来送给神。
It's just like you actually bring whatever unwanted or junk from your home, and you bring it to God.
圣经也提醒我们，不要好像以利这个祭司一样。
The Bible also reminds us not to be like the priest Eli.
他是怎么样？他尊重他的儿子超过他尊重神。
What happened to Eli was he honored his son more than honoring God.
我们要记得，我们要常常把神摆在我们的首位上面。
We have to always remember that we have to put God in the first place.
现在圣经鼓励我们，神说尊重我的，我被重看他；藐视我的，他必被藐视。
That's how the Bible encourages us. It says that those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
第二样事情，我希望大家去观察的，就是这个至圣所。
The second observation I would like you to look at is the Holy of Holies.
全个会幕最圣洁的地方，其实就是至圣所。
The most holy place in the tabernacle is actually the Holy of Holies.
在这个至圣所里面呢，只有一样东西。
There's only one thing inside it.
这个就是约柜。
Which is the Ark of Covenant.
圣经形容呢，约柜是神的脚凳。
The Bible described that the Ark is actually the footstool of God.
这个是其实是神用来象征常常与以色列人同在的一个象征。
It is how God described that his presence with the Israelites always.
在出埃及记25:22讲到神讲到，我要在那里与你们相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
Exodus 25:22 says that they are both the cover between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the covenant law. I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites.
25:10呢，告诉我们这个约柜呢，其实是一个小的箱子。
And chapter 25:10 actually told us that the ark is just a small box.
要用皂角木做一个柜，长两角半，宽一角半，高一角半，要里面包上金金，四围镶上金牙边。
Have them make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold, both inside and out. you make a gold molding around it.
所以你这个上级其实不太大。
So the art is isn't really big.
你知道你们上飞机 check in 这个 luggage 这是62寸，是不是？我问 Andy 就知道。
Yeah, so you can imagine that the luggage that you bring up for flight is about 62 inch.
这个月桂我算过了是94寸。
The art is about 94 inch.
所以呢，就是大概就是你的行李的 1.5 倍。
So it's about one and a half times more than your luggage.
25章10到22节里面呢告诉我们约柜主要有三部分。
So there are okay, the Exodus chapter 25 10 to verse 22 actually told us three things about the ark.
第一部分呢就是约柜里面放了神的法版。
So the first part about the ark is the ark contains the tablets of law.
第二部分呢就是这个约柜的盖子呢，是施恩座。
So the second part is the cover, which we call the common cover, but some translation put into mercy seat.
第三部分呢，就是两个一对的基路伯在这个施恩座的上面。
So the third part was the two cherubs on top of the atonement cover.
所以呢，我们来看这三样东西，提醒我们三个有关敬拜的功课。
These three parts actually reminds us three things about worship.
首先呢，它提醒我们呢，敬拜是建基在立约的关系。
So the first thing that reminds us is worship is based on a covenant relationship.
约柜里面收藏的就是这个法版。
The ark contains the tables of law.
这个就是我们所讲的十诫。
So such as the Ten Commandments.
这个是提醒以色列人，他跟神之间的关系是一个立约的关系。
It reminds the Israelites that the relationship was based on a covenant.
只有与神立约的人才能来到神面前去敬拜他。
It's only those who have covenant with God.Can come before God and worship Him.
你可以反过来说，只有神拣选的人才能够来到神面前，去敬拜他。
In the other way, you can also say that it's only those who are chosen by God can come before Him and worship Him.
神没有拣选的人，其实没有可能去敬拜他。
Those who are not chosen, they are not able to come before God and worship Him.
有一次呢，我们在餐馆吃饭的时候呢，坐在后面有一个人。我们觉得很奇怪，因为他戴了一个眼镜，是很特别的。
When I was in restaurant one day, and I realized there's one person that sit behind me, he is wearing some glasses which looks pretty weird.
我们以为他眼睛有问题。
We thought there's some kind of his eye problem that he needed.
后来一看，我们觉得，哎，我觉得，哎呀，不得了啊！
And when I look closely, I'm pretty shocked.
这个是什么 ，Brighton？ 对啊，这个是 Google Glass 啊。
So this is Google Glass.
你有钱都买不到啊。
So I mean, you can't even buy that if you have money.
这是 Google 最厉害的一个发明了。
Well, this is the most powerful creation by Google.
只有 Google 邀请的人，你才可以买到。
It's only sold to those who were invited by Google.
你知道呢？你神拣选你，比起你拥有一个 Google Glass 更厉害。
So you have to realize that you are even better to be chosen by God far more than chosen by Google to have the Google Glass.
神所拣选的人就是有福的人。
So those who are chosen by God are blessed.
因为神是认识你的。
Because God knows you.
你是属于神的。
And you belong to God.
神应许要亲自去引导他所立约的人。
And God promised that He will lead those who have covenant.
他会保护你。
He will protect you.
他会供应你。
He will provide you.
他会祝福你。
He will bless you.
所以呢，与神立约呢，是一个很大的福气。
So to have a covenant with God is the greatest blessing.
但是呢，立约还有另外的一方面。
However, the covenant also has the other side.
就是呢，就是我们人的责任。
So which are the responsibilities of earth?
因为神要求呢，与他立约的人去遵守这个约。
Because God demands these people who have covenant with Him to obey the covenant.
我们之前研究十诫的时候，你会发觉十诫是覆盖整个我们人生的生活的。
As we learned about Ten Commandments earlier, that you realize that.It actually covers many aspects of our life.
所以呢，你敬拜神不是只是星期天早晨来到这个地方两个小时的时间。
So you, as we worship God, it's not just the 2 hours on Sunday that you come to the church.
我们敬拜神应该是我们24小时每一个礼拜7天不断的去敬拜神。
So worship God is like seven days, 24 hours, thing that every day that you have to do.
我们与神的关系是影响我们每一个生活的决定。
Our relationship with God actually impact every part of our life.
月柜的另外的一部分就是这个柜子的盖。
The other part of the ark is the cover.
十七节呢，里面告诉我们，是用要用金金做施恩座，长两肘半，宽一肘半。
So the verse 17 says that make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and a cubit and a half wide.
中文的翻译成为施恩座。
In the Chinese translation, is more closely described as mercy seat.
这个是因为受英文。的一个Tyndale Bible 的翻译的影响。
It was actually influenced by William Tyndale Bible translation.
它原本的意思呢，就是一个赎罪的意思。
The original meaning was to make atonement.
所以呢 ，NIV 把它翻译成为 atonement cover， 一个赎罪的盖是比较。正确的。
So as NIV translates as atonement cover, which is a more accurate meaning.
代祭司呢，每一年一次的可以进入这个施恩这个至圣所里面。
The high priest enters into the holy of holies every year.
他进了以后，其实他就把奉献的血呢带到里面，把这个血弹在这个施恩座上面。
So as he entered into the Holy of Holies, he brought the offering which was the animal blood and he sprinkled in front of the atonement cover.
施恩座提醒我们一个事情。
The atonement covers remind us one thing.
就是我们的敬拜是基于神的救赎。
That our worship is based on God's salvation.
没有神的救赎的时候是没有敬拜的。
So without the atonement from God, there will be no worship.
因为我们人基本上是没有可能达到神约的要求。
Because none of the people can actually meet God's demands based on the covenant.
所以如果人来到神的面前，没有解决他的罪的时候，他不会得到神的祝福，只会面对神的审判。
So without a resolution to redeem the sin of We committed that we can only face judgment before God.
在旧约的时代，他们解决人的罪的方法就用献祭的方法。
So in the Old Testament, how these people's sin was forgiven is based on sacrifice.
但是在新约里面，我们了解，只是这个献祭这个血呢，只是预表，主耶稣基督。
So in the New Testament, we realize that the blood of the sacrifice is actually Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣的救赎能够解决人的罪。
It's only the redemption of Jesus Christ can resolve the sin of man.
罗马书三章二十四节讲到，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
As Romans chapter 3 verse 24 say that, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
敬拜是基于神的救赎。
So worship is based on God's redemption.
你也可以同时讲到，神拯救我们的目的就是为了去敬拜他。
So you can also say that the purpose of God redeemers is so that we can come and worship him.
我们记得呢，出埃及的时候呢，神就是告诉这个埃及的王法老说，他拯救释放以色列人呢，就是为了他们能够在这山上去敬拜他。
So as you remember in Exodus, when Moses was facing Pharaoh, and the reason of why he wants Pharaoh to free the Israelites is so that the Israelites can go and to the mountain and worship God.
约柜的最后一部分就是这个祭录簿。
The last part of the ark is the cherubim.
祭录簿呢是一种的天使。
The cherubim are actually an angelic being.
在圣经里面告诉我们，原来天使呢有不同的种类。
In the Bible, there are many angels. Different types of angels.
有一些呢是为了打仗的。
Some angels are warrior.
基路伯呢是另外一种。
The cherubim are some different kind.
基路伯第一次出现在圣经里面呢，是在创世纪里面的。
The first mention of cherubim in Bible was in Genesis.
这个就是当人犯罪以后呢，神就派基路伯守住这个生命树。
It was after the human have sinned, God sent cherubim to guard the tree of life.
虽然我们知道呢，基路伯呢是有一个看守的功用。
So, as you realize, one of the job function of cherubim is to guard.
还有一个事情呢，我们知道撒旦本来是一个天使嘛，他是一个基路伯。
So, the Bible also that we realize that the Satan was actually a cherub.
所以呢，我们知道了，因为撒旦也是天使长。
So as we realize that Satan was also the chief of angels.
所以呢，基路伯呢是一种很高级的一个天使。
So cherubim is actually a very, they are actually a very high status angel.
所以呢，他的工作就是为神去看守。
So their job is to guard for God.
所以呢，我你可以。想象呢，基督伯呢就是好像皇的一个护卫一样。
You can imagine the cherubim are like the bodyguard of a king.
如果呢，我们再回去看这个会幕的设计的时候，你会发现一个事情。
As we go back and reflect the design of tabernacle, you will realize one thing.
会幕，基本上是跟人是分开的。
You will realize the tabernacle was separate from people.
会幕的是给一个院子去围起来。
The tabernacle was surrounded by a courtyard.
约柜呢约柜也是放在这个幔子的背后的至圣所里面。
The ark was also placed inside the curtain at the very far and in the holy of holies.
这个约柜的上面也有两个基路伯象征去看守这个约柜。
So there are also two cherubs on top of the atonement cover, signifying they are guarding the ark.
为什么神要这样子设计呢
？So why is such design that God wants to?
为什么神住在人间却要跟人分开呢
？So why is God live among the people, but yet He still wants to separate from the people?
因为神希望我们知道他是圣洁的，干犯他圣洁的人就会死。
Because God wants us to know that He is holy, and whoever desecrates His holiness, will die.
所以我们的敬拜也是基于神的圣洁。
So our worship is also based on God's holiness.
你可以想象呢，神就是好像电一样。
You can imagine God is just like electric.
比方说哈，你住在黑暗里面，因为你没有电。
For example, you live in the dark because you have no electricity.
那么我告诉你，好了，我从这个电力厂里面拉一条电线连到你的家里面，好不好啊？
Yeah. So how about I go to the power plant and I bring the cable?Or power all the way to your house. What do you say?
其实当然不好。
Actually, it's not a good idea.
因为如果这个电力没有降下来呢，你的房子就会给这个电力去毁灭了。
Yeah. So if we do not have the right equipment to lower the voltage, you actually destroy your house.
我。曾经参观在Excel Energy 的办公室，我们明州的电力厂的一个在新坡的一个办公室。
I visit the Excel Energy office in St. Paul.
进去这个 office 里面的时候呢，它有一个bulletin board 的壁布板。
So in their office there's actually a big bulletin board.
上面呢就是一年十二个月。
So on the board there are 12 months calendar.
你猜上面是写什么？
So what do you think what was written on the calendar?
他们就是写这个月有多少人，多少工人呢，电死了。
So it actually tells that how manyworker of the Excel Energy was electrocuted of that month.
每一个月有的时候是两三个三四个一个这样子。
So some months there were like two or three, some months there were like one people got electrocuted.
那如果我没有记错，每一个月都有最少一个人死的。
As I can remember that it was almost it was like every month there were people electrocuted.
你知道这个壁布板有什么功用？
So, what is the purpose of this bulletin board?
它是提醒我们电是多可怕的。
So it reminds us that electric is scary stuff.
如果你没有好好的处理这个电的时候，它不单只没有带给你祝福，反而令你死亡。
So if you do not manage it well, it will actually turn into a bad thing and it will kill you.
基路伯在月柜上面也是同样的一个提醒。
So the cherubim on top of the ark are the same thing.
与神同行是一个很大的福气。
To be able to walk with God is the greatest blessing.
但是他也提醒我们，其实是一个很危险的事。
It also reminds us it's a dangerous thing.
因为圣经提醒我们，耶和华是烈火。
Because the Bible reminds us that God is a consuming fire.
我们千万不要干犯神的圣洁。
So do not and we do not want to desecrate the holiness of God.
我们在什么时候会干犯神的圣洁呢？
So how, I mean, when can we actually desecrate the holiness of God?
希伯来书二章第三节提醒我们，我们若服了这莫大的咒恩，怎能逃罪呢？
The Bible tells us that how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation?
怎么叫忽略呢？
So what is ignorance?
就是你把很尊贵的神呢看成没有价值平常的一样。
It is when you treat the mighty God like a normal one, like no value.
我记得呢，我从前做电脑的时候有一次要办这个实验室。
So I remember when I work withComputers, I have to move a lab.
那么你办公室的时候呢，我们就需要一个door stop 啊，就是让这个门不会关起来嘛。我找不到啊。
So as you know that we move things, we need to hold the door with a door stop.
那么有一个同事呢，就在实验室里面拿一个这些我们就是很多这些computer 的 cards 的嘛，拿一个。放在这个门上面就做一个 door stop.
Yeah, we couldn't find a door stop, so one of my colleagues just went and just grabbed a computer circuit board or something to just put it underneath the door to hold it.
老板来看我们搬的怎么样?
My boss came and see the progress of the move.
见地上这个 circuit board 在地上这个 就跟我们讲,
and you saw the circuit board on the floor and he told us.
你知道这个 graphics card 多少钱?
Do you know how much is this graphic card cost?
大概3000块.
It's about $3,000.
这个就是你把很贵重的东西变成很平常的简直用.
It is when you put a something very expensive and you just treat it like a normal thing.
我们还会做什么事情去干犯神的圣洁的?
So what else that we can actually do to desecrate the holiness of God?
圣经说当我们硬着心不听神的话,
it is when we harden our heart and we choose to not listen to God.
希伯来书告诉我们为什么我们会硬着我们的心呢?
So what the Hebrews tells us about why we harden our heart?
就是因为我们不相信.
It is when we do not believe.
我们不相信神的计划比起我们的计划更好.
We do not believe that God's plan is better than ours.
但是我们人就是一个常常软弱的人嘛.
But we as a human being, we are weak.
怎么可能不干犯神的圣洁呢?
So how can we not sin against or desecrate the holiness of God?
答案就是当我们在主耶稣里面的时候我们就不会干犯神的圣洁.
So the answer is when we are in Jesus Christ, we will not desecrate the holiness.
我们知道呢当主耶稣死在十字架上面呢圣殿的幔子就从上到下裂开.
So as we know that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the curtains in the temple torn into half.
这个证明了人与神之间再没有阻隔了。
It symbolizes that God and man no longer have a barrier.
所以如果你在主耶稣里面，你就不会怕去干犯神的圣洁。
So if you are in Jesus, you are not afraid to sin against God's holiness.
你知道呢我写email给弟兄姊妹的时候呢, 在我的名字上面有一句话我很喜欢放在上面的。
There's one thing when I send an email, you will realize that on my signature, there's a word that I always put.
有没有人知道?
Anyone realize why it is in my signature?
就是我写 in Christ, 主内。
So it's in Christ.
因为我在主耶稣里面我才有这个资格去侍奉他。
So it's only when I am in Christ I'm qualified to serve him.
也只有当我在主耶稣里面的时候当我得罪弟兄姐妹做得不好的时候他会因为我们都是在主耶稣基督里面我们会彼此的包容。
So it is only when we are in Christ, so when we have conflict with brothers and sisters, we know that we can forgive one another.
我们今天呢，从这个会幕的全貌跟这个至圣所里面呢，我们学习了几个的功课。
So we learn a few lessons as we understand from the overview of the tabernacle.
我们知道了，我们来敬拜神，我们的神是一个尊贵的神。
So we know that when we come before God and worship Him, our God is a mighty God.
我们也了解了我们的敬拜是基于我们一个立约的关系。
We also realize that our worship is based on a relationship of covenant.
我们的敬拜也是基于神的咒诅。
Our worship is also based on God's redemption.
最后我们知道我们的敬拜是基于神的圣洁。
And the last thing is we know that our worship is based on God's holiness.
我们最后一次祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly God, we thank you.
因为你拣选我们与你立约。
Because you chose us to have this covenant with you.
就是这些还没认识你的人，我们知道也可以将来通过相信主耶稣，就能够与神立约。
And even for people who have yet to know you, we know that they can, through knowing Jesus Christ, to come and worship you.
求主帮助我们，每一次来到你的面前的时候，我们会预备好我们自己。
May you help us every time when we come before you, we can ready ourselves.
让我们每一次来到你面前去敬拜你的时候，存一个感谢你的心。
Every time when we come before you and worship you, we can always bring a grateful heart.
因为没有你的救赎的时候，我们不可能去敬拜这圣洁的神。
Because without your redemption, we cannot come and worship you, the Holy God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.